Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It was as a volunteer at CASA, which stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, that Francois Rehani heard about the horrors that many foster children experience.
One of the meetings was bringing in kids who had aged out of foster care. Three kids went up, said their story, and each story was worse than the next one, and I was in complete shock at what everything they had just said. What was even worse was the fact that I knew that most people, probably 99.9% of people, had no idea that was happening either. So if no one knows what a problem is, you know, it's never going to get solved.
Francois became passionate about helping this vulnerable group.
I started interviewing a lot of kids and trying to figure out what I can do to help. What I ended up doing was I created my nonprofit. It's called the We Are One Project. And what I was trying to do was basically provide anything that a youth would need to successfully age out of the system. And for me, that meant therapy, housing placement, job placement, and mentorship.
But addressing long-standing systemic issues isn't easy.
12 months into it, we realized that whatever we were doing wasn't working well enough. And the main core and root of that problem was because we couldn't place kids in jobs. You know, most employers just weren't willing to supply the jobs. And without a job, if you're not making enough money to sustain yourself, obviously everything else is going to crumble.
That's when the idea for La La Land Kind Cafe came about.
La La Land was born out of a problem. We wanted to create a place where not only we actually hired and mentor foster youth who were aging out of the system, but much more than that, create a new business model where we show that you can be a business that's profitable and sustain your own lifestyle and also give back to your community. We believe that that's the business model of the future, and we're trying to prove that that works.
The program has had many failures and success stories as well.
To also be very blunt and honest, what we do right now is nowhere near perfect. It's a big problem. There's a lot of variables. And for us, it's a big learning experience because we're also starting to realize that some of these youth don't just need a job, right? They just generally need a person that cares about them.
But Francois says there's still a lot of work to do.
I don't want it to ever seem like we're crediting it to us, because all we do at the end of the day is provide a stable place for them and love and care and a job, right? The rest is really up to them. So we're not doing much, right? And we're trying to prove that all businesses can actually structure something to be able to do this also.
We're proud to call Francois Rehani and La La Land Kind Cafe this week's KRLD Difference Maker.
I don't think that our company should be praised for anything that we do, because this is what everyone should be doing. We as a society should expect our businesses to give back to our society. It should be a normal thing.
Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.